Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what I gotta say? To all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, F*** you!
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Yeah, Jason Kelce said it. Well, we're going to see today how many people are counting the Eagles out. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. I don't care what you say, Ike. Still the home of the world champion, Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Mr. Reese.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
On our one-year anniversary.
How about that?
So have we done one-year shows, or today, 1 year ago, we did our first show?
The latter.
The latter, okay. So it's officially the one-year anniversary.
Well, how about that? Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
It feels like a year, too. It doesn't feel like 2 years or 6 weeks. It feels like a year.
Yeah, a lot has happened in a year.
You're damn right.
You know, mostly good things.
Yeah, we had a good year.
You know what I'm saying?
We had a really good year, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, so we broke in a new norm.
Yeah, there's the new...
Yeah, and let me just say this.
Yeah.
Step out of the way. The new norm is still here, and I know a lot of people are down on the whole new norm thing. I get it. I get it. I get Sunday's game. I know what it looks like. Listen, I'm not going to sell you a bunch of false hope about the game Sunday, other than the fact that, you know what? I believe they're going to go out there and win the game Sunday.
You do.
I just do. I just do. I can give you a bunch of X's and O's that don't really make a whole lot of sense. You know, I could do that. I could do that. And we'll go through some of those things.
Of course.
I mean, listen, it's basically going to be a shootout for the most part. For the most part. But, you know, sometimes you just catch a team at the right time, at the right point in the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why this game, that old cliche of any given Sunday, that's why it lives in this league every week.
That's why it's not a cliche, because it does happen, right?
Yeah, every week it lives in this league.
Yeah, you're right.
More so than any other league. And so, you know, the Saints been on a nice run, haven't lost a game since opening week. You know, when they lost to Tampa 48-40, they've won 8 in a row. It's a lot of football games to win in a row, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm looking at Sunday's game. Eagles being a little desperate. You know, Eagles been a little desperate. Eagles definitely come in with more on the line. And if they truly believe that they still have something to play for, you know, they ought to be able to pull this game out Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that. You know, because when I look at the Saints, the biggest thing with the Saints is they don't beat themselves, right? We know they have good players, right? But they don't have Pro Bowl players just running around everywhere on the field. You know, they got two very good running backs.
Oh, my God.
And a very good wide receiver and a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yep.
That's what they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Drew Brees does a great job of running that offense. I don't even know how great I can say their offensive line is, because Drew Brees gets rid of the football so fast.
They're good with what he does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with you. I have no idea.
Yes. So, and Drew Brees is a master at running that offense. I'm telling you, the biggest thing with them is they don't beat themselves. They don't beat themselves.
Yep.
He makes very few mistakes. He makes very few mistakes.
Yeah. Their defense isn't very good.
No.
Right?
No.
They're winning because of their offense, not their defense, right?
Yep.
The Eagles have a better defense? On paper, they do.
They certainly have some players on that side of the football.
Yeah.
You know, they have some players on that side of the football. This is where Jim Schwartz has to come in. Okay.
Game of the year, yep.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz, give me your game of the year, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, and we're not asking you to pitch a shutout. Slow this thing down some for me.
Keep them in the 20s.
Yes, slow it down for me. Keep this thing under 27 or under.
If you keep them in the 20s, you can win.
Yeah.
That's how you win.
Listen, I got them winning this thing 30-27.
Boom!
I got them winning it 30-27. I got them winning it 30-27. And for all you haters out there, yeah, this is for you. It will be 27-24. And while all of you are thinking about a field goal to tie the game up, I mean, it'll be 27-23. And then I got the man, the Wentz wagon, coming down with the game-winning touchdown.
But do you really believe that?
Yeah, Gabe, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Cause so Ben puts this out as our poll question.
Mm-hmm.
You believe the Eagles have a real chance to beat the Saints on Sunday? Not just a chance, a real chance. Like, of course they have a chance.
They got a real chance at winning Sunday.
A real chance to win on Sunday.
A real chance.
Well, you're selling hope for Sunday. I'm not.
Well, here's why they have a real chance.
Yeah.
They aren't a bad football team.
I can't say that.
Oh, yeah, you can.
No.
You can. Here's why. Now, listen, I'm not telling you they're a good football team.
Okay.
What I'm telling you is they aren't the Arizona Cardinals. They aren't the Cleveland Browns.
You're right.
So they aren't a bad team. They haven't been blown out. All these games have been one-score games.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them. And a lot of them have come down to where the Eagles have really didn't take advantage, had opportunities late in games. They've been there in the games.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't go into this game with this idea that the Saints can't be beaten. And when I say we, I mean the Eagles players.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go into this game with the mindset that the Saints don't put their pants on the same way you do.
Mm-hmm.
You did just win a Super Bowl championship. You did beat Tom Brady. So the Saints is not something you can't do.
No, and the mentality going in there was that we're playing the Patriots. We're not playing God.
We're not playing the Monstars, right?
We're playing the Patriots, and these are the Saints who, you know what, by the end of the season could have four or five losses if they go south.
So you start,
it all starts somewhere.
You start with that. You start with that idea. Then, like I all said, right. Jim Schwartz, come on, you got to give me something this week. Give me something to slow him down. You're not going to shut. You're not going to pitch a shutout. But slow him down.
Just get. You know what, Ike?
Slow him down. Keep that thing to 24.
Yeah, get a stop.
Give me a defense. They got one wide receiver, man. How about we force Brandon Marshall to beat us this week? You know, do what Bill Belichick does when he wants to take the top wide receiver out. He doubles him.
He takes him out.
Wherever he goes,
yeah,
he's getting doubled. Force Drew Brees to go somewhere else. And then you know what? We got to come up and tackle Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
The good thing about Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, they're in front of you.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
Right? They're right there in front of you.
You're right.
It's not a Julio, Odell, and yeah, those guys where they beat you down the field
you're
on
right.
40, 50, 60-yard plays. They're in front of you. Go make a tackle. Go make a tackle.
888-729-9494.
It's Friday.
It's a football Friday. I'd like to tell you that you had no effect on me there.
It's Friday.
You got me.
I mean, here's what I'm telling you.
You got me going a little bit.
And this is what I wish I could tell the players. Act like you got a pair.
Ooh.
You feel me?
I feel you.
Like, go out. If you're going to go out with some dignity. Go out fighting. Like, go down swinging.
Oh,
go
absolutely.
Go down swinging.
Well, I agree with you, and I would say that to Carson Wentz.
All of them. I'm not excluding anybody.
But
this is everybody. That's Doug too. That's everybody.
Carson.
All of them.
Carson's been struggling down the stretch. I think everybody will at least acknowledge that ending games he's looked he hasn't looked as good as a lot of us think he should look. I mean, but at this point, like, who cares? What do you got to lose at this point? You know, instead of worried about throwing an interception, I think he's worried about making mistakes. Stop worrying, Carson. Go out there
he's
and just do it.
He's the last guy I worry about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's the last guy
I worry about. Yes, but no.
Him playing well is the only chance you have to win.
Agreed.
So if I believe they're going to win, I got to believe he's going to play well.
All right. I agree with you.
If you don't think if you're concerned about Carson or you don't believe he's going to step up to the plate Sunday, then you already think they're going to lose. So, but my mindset is they're going to find a way to win this game, and he's going to play a hell of a game. I just need the defense to slow down the Saints, slow them down a little bit, just slow them down a little bit.
I know Ben feels the same way. How about this tweet from Scott Pollock?
Who the hell is that?
It's some dude.
Oh.
He says, Eagles fans need to prepare themselves for the birds to run the table. Don't get caught wondering, guessing, doubting. Run the table. Starts this Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I could type the same thing.
I almost came in here with my Super Bowl 52 sweatshirt on, but I said, no, I'm not doing that.
No?
No. No. I'm not doing
that. I wore a Hartford Whaler hat. I didn't even wear any Eagle regalia today. CJ Hood said if they win, I'll buy you a car. Brad Salmon says staying within three touchdowns would be a victory of sorts.
I'm not hearing any of that.
Chinook says, I not only believe it, I guarantee the Eagles will win. This team has got it, and I know it. Eagles 35, Saints 27.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I don't think the Eagles have been blown out in Doug's tenure here. I mean, they may have lost a game to the Packers, I think, his rookie year. By double digits, they usually are in every game. They just are.
Rob Gardner says if the Saints only put up 27 points, I'll throw in another car. So we have two cars coming your way if they win, Ike. 888-729-9494. Selling hope. Honestly, Ike, I'm not even going to tell you I need to be sold. I don't know how I feel today. It's weird. On Football Friday, we're entering the Thanksgiving. I don't. I'm grumpy.
I'm excited.
I feel weird.
I know. And I was that way earlier in the week. And you know what? I'm not ready to close the book on this season. I'm not ready to do that just yet. And eventually, listen, I may have to in another week or two. Who knows? That's possible. But I'm not ready to do it yet.
No, I'm not ready to do it yet.
And so they are playing against a very good team Sunday night. A very good team Sunday night or Sunday evening. In their building, I'm excited about that game. I can't wait for kickoff Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm excited about the game. I'm not going into the game saying, "Well, I'm just watching a massacre here."
Well, I don't think that at all. I'm excited for the game. Anytime you have Buck and Aikman, and that's the game that everybody's watching.
Yeah,
that it pumps me up. Eagles have a chance to win on Sunday. I'm not coming in here saying that it's going to be 40-18 or anything like that. You know what? It could be.
Sure, it could be. Yeah.
It could be. They could end up getting beaten pretty bad, but I'm still excited for the game. I want to see what this team has. I want to see how this team responds. I want to see what Carson looks like. A lot of pressure. He's getting criticized. Now, what does he have? What's he going to have for us?
Sure.
It's a big game for a lot of different people.
It's a big game for the whole team, John. The team just won the Super Bowl. Like, what's going to happen at the end of the season is going to happen. But coming off the Super Bowl, like Doug isn't getting fired, Carson isn't getting traded, like none of that stuff is happening. But to save this season, that's why this game is huge.
SOS.
To save this season.
Ben, do you really believe that this is a win for the Eagles?
I think everyone is overreacting to what happened with the Saints last week and the Eagles last week.
Yeah.
And you throw records out the window, and they're going to treat this like a playoff game. And what did this team do last year when the chips were down?
They rose to the occasion, baby. They rose, Ben. They rose from the ashes, Ben, when they had to.
Ryan Fitzpatrick put up 48 points in the Superdome. I'm pretty sure Carson Wentz can put up 30.
All right. 888-729-9494. People are guaranteeing they're gonna win. I want to talk to Chinook, who said that on Twitter. Chinook, how can you guarantee that? Based on what you've seen this year, here's what it comes down to. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
We know it.
I don't believe it. I don't know how anybody can believe it with what we've seen. 888-729-9494.
Because we believe that there are small things that's killing this team. Small things. It isn't about they aren't good enough talent-wise, although that may be it. But they're in every game. They're in every game, man.
You're not lying.
And they usually have an opportunity. They just haven't. They haven't capitalized on those opportunities enough this year. They've done it four times, but they haven't done it nearly enough. And, man, I just think if Jim Schwartz can come up with something to just slow down the Saints offense, and then on the Eagles side of the ball on offense, we got to win the time of possession. I'm thinking something like 35-25. We got to win the time of possession, man.
888-729.
That's another way you play defense on that Saints offense. Keep them over there on the field. Keep them over there on the sideline.
Keep them off the field. You're right. No, you're right. 888-729. Yeah. What you're saying makes a lot of sense, Ike.
There we go.
It does.
There we go. It's Friday.
The shoveling's got to me, man. The commute guy, I ain't grumpy today. Didn't sleep again. Kids up yelling and screaming. About to shoveling this morning. I thought it was supposed to rain last night. All the snow was supposed to melt.
It did in my neighborhood.
Yeah, not my neighborhood. It was freezing rain all night. That was the heaviest damn 3 or 4 inches that I've ever felt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.